online prior to the event on July 13th and 14th, go to readysc.org/Cobelco or contact your local SC Works office. Cobelco is an equal opportunity employer.
What if there was a paint that made you look at paint differently? One that completely rewrote paint's genetic code so it can strengthen any color. What if it's built with better ingredients? Even given superpowers? Since Benjamin Moore reinvented the way paint is made, it makes you wonder, is it still paint? Benjamin Moore, paint like no other.
The Carter Color Company, 1067 Tiger Boulevard, Clemson, your independent local Benjamin Moore paint retailer.
Looking for delicious and innovative food in downtown Clemson? The Blue Heron Restaurant and Sushi Bar is the answer. Fresh house-cut steaks and seafood and free-range poultry are just a few of the menu items that define the Blue Heron. And specials like Monday's pizza and a pint build your own four-topping pizza for $9. The finest steaks and fresh seafood at the Blue Heron, College Avenue, Clemson. Visit our website at blueheronfood.com.
Dad, what are you doing?
Cramming for college.
I'm the one going to college.
Yeah, but we need to figure out how we're going to pay for it all.
Discover Student Loans.
Discover does student loans?
Yeah, they're one of the top student loan lenders in the country. It takes 15 minutes or less to apply, and there are no fees for the life of the loan. Best of all, I can earn cash rewards if I get good grades.
Really?
Yeah, we still have time to apply and get a great rate.
So I can just chill. College kids still say that, right?
No one says that, Dad.
Really?
Yeah.
Visit discoverstudentloans.com to apply today. Limitations apply.
Carolina and all the ships at sea. You want to get in? 654-7627, 654-7627. Lots to get to on the big program today, which will include the revelation of Team 42 in the Road Rage countdown. You know, I've already had a lot of people offering suggestions on that. You can do so as well. I can tell you that one person is right for a change. We have somebody who's actually nailed who number 42 is, perhaps based on a tiny little hint I gave on Twitter. It wasn't much of a hint. Really wasn't. I did not think that anybody would really match that team, but somebody has. You can still get in and make your suggestions as to who should be 42 and why they should be 42. I'll tell you later today who 42 is and why 42 is a dangerous team. A team with some upward mobility. Long before we get to any of that, though, this is going to be a little bit of a strange show. It's a Tuesday. You know, we are so hyper-focused on football on this show. Yesterday, we basically did four straight hours on it, and it was just nonstop information. I think that most of you seem to have enjoyed it. That's what we're going to be virtually every day from here to the college football season, but we are going to change it up a little early today in this show. And we're going to do it for a couple of reasons. Based on some things I've heard recently from a national perspective, I heard a national guy about a week ago, one who believes that every single player who plays today is the greatest player who ever played, or at least it seems that's his belief system. And he was talking about GOATs and how, this was maybe a couple weeks back, about how so many of these guys playing today are the GOAT. Lee from Greenwood is right on the text line on who Team 42 is. He was basically suggesting that, you know, guy after guy after guy after guy today are the GOATs, that we're living in an era where all these GOATs are playing. And I would suggest to you that very few, if any, are the GOATs. I think it actually gets to the point of silly season. You know, and here's the problem. You know, I always say, Ramona, that no one remembers what happened 2 weeks ago. I mean, it seems now people don't remember Michael Jordan, let alone Bill Russell. People don't even remember Michael Jordan. Here's the thing. If you were a history student or you were looking for a career in history, you would be expected to know all of, if it was U.S. history, you'd be expected to know all of the U.S. history, right? You wouldn't be able to say, if your only experience is that you go back to Lyndon Johnson, for example, you wouldn't be able to say that, well, John Kennedy is the greatest president of all time, because you would have no knowledge of anything that happened before that. Well, unfortunately, there's too much of that. And we don't know what happened yesterday anymore. We lose track of it. It's very easy to do. And there's only one way to learn it. You have to go back. You have to work at it. You have to study it. You know, Zach asked me a long time ago if, I don't know what the conversation was, but it was a piece of advice I gave him, and he wrote it the other day on Twitter. I saw it. He said, you know, the best piece of advice Walt ever gave me was to learn the history. And it's necessary. But it's definitely necessary if you're going to engage in conversations of who are the greatest players of all time. And because without it, you don't have a framework by which to judge it. Test just says LeBron, LeBron, oh, and LeBron. See, you don't have a framework by which to judge it. And a good example of that was today when I saw a woman tweet earlier a list of the greatest Penn State running backs of all time. A list, mind you, that was put together by Penn State players. And not so surprisingly, the list named Saquon Barkley the greatest running back in Penn State history. Why? Well, because he's the last one. That's why. And many of the older backs that were listed were way down the list. Guys like Franco Harris and Lionel Mitchell were way down the list. It was a list of 10. So did they get it right? No, they didn't get it right. Penn State players got their own list wrong because they're not familiar with the history. They haven't taken the time to go back and watch the film and try and evaluate. Again, any evaluation of historic greatness is difficult. You have too many people like this particular host, this national host, who suggested that, you know, that the athletes are today are much better. But I'm sorry, that's not very smart. First of all, because it's not always true, but even if the preponderance of times, if it is true, it misses the point entirely. Again, when I was involved with the NFL Hall of Fame historian, Mr. Campbell, who died a number of years ago, I think his first name was Jim Campbell, but he was charged with, at the time, putting together a list of the 100 greatest NFL players that had ever lived. And as part of that charge, he and a panel of experts had determined that the only way to fairly judge one era against another was to consider how a player dominated his era. In other words, if Babe Ruth hit 60 home runs in a year and other teams were hitting 20, well, then he dominated his era, to use a baseball example. Whereas if Barry Bonds and Mark McGwire and Sammy Sosa and all their pals and Brady Anderson are all hitting 60 home runs, then the numbers are sort of meaningless. Again, a California professor did a study. A Cal Berkeley professor did a study and determined that if Babe Ruth had played in the Sammy Sosa, Mark McGwire era, he would have hit 2,300 home runs. It's that type of thing that you have to consider. You have to consider, if you're evaluating history, you can't just evaluate it in a vacuum and say, well, you know, the athletes of today are better, so they are better than those players of yesteryear. No, it doesn't work that way. You have to evaluate how the players of yesteryear dominated their era compared to how the players of today have dominated theirs. That's the only way to evaluate history. Then, as an additional element, Mr. Campbell required that, or didn't require, but basically gave bonus credit if a player changed the way the game was played. Which was interesting because he wasn't in love with LT, Lawrence Taylor. I had to lobby for Lawrence Taylor with him by their own premise. I suggested that, well, you know, if I said, Jim, you know, if you're going to look for players to change the game, LT certainly changed the game. And he took what I said under consideration. Eventually, they raised LT in their rankings of the time. We had had a series of conversations regarding this list at the time. And so Curtis Agreewood said those 2,300 were just one season for the Babe. And so when you evaluate the greatest of all time, this is sort of a prerequisite. You have to have a knowledge of the history of the game and be able to compare one to another. This national host was expounding on the idea that Mike Trout was having a comparable season to all of the greatest seasons that have ever been put together in the history of Major League Baseball. And when I heard it, I almost drove off the road. I like Mike Trout. He's a tremendous player. He's sort of a new age Mickey Mantle without the baggage. He's having a fine season. He's had an incredible career. But to suggest that Mike Trout may be the greatest player of all time is utterly laughable. Mike Trout may be the greatest player right now, but Mike Trout is not one of the greatest players of all time. He's tremendous. Texas says, and Babe Ruth hit all his home runs hung over with a belly full of hot dogs. True. Mike Trout's tremendous. This is not meant as a critique of Mike Trout. I love Mike Trout. He toils in relative obscurity. That's his biggest issue. No one knows who he is. Texas says, who is Kashana Carter for $100? Exactly. Exactly. You know, Mike Trout's biggest fault is that he plays in a city and toils in relative obscurity. He just, you know, he's not a household name. I still believe that most baseball fans couldn't pick him out of a police lineup. I think most baseball fans could even identify Mike Trout. Now, that doesn't take away from his greatness, and I love Mike Trout. Mike Trout is clearly the best player of this era. Clearly. But to suggest that Mike Trout is the greatest player of all time, or might be the greatest player of all time, is crazy. Thank you, Texter. Texter says, Walt, honestly, I'd rather hear old shows of yours than the individual I'm talking about. Thanks for your work and knowledge of history. Thank you. That's very kind of you. You know, my point is just this. You know, we live in the now, but we still have to be cognizant of what happened before if we're going to have conversations about historical greatness. Again, I think it's reprehensible to have a discussion of LeBron James versus Michael Jordan as the greatest player of all time and not bring Bill Russell into the conversation. I think it's just a lack of understanding, a lack of comprehension, a lack of effort. You have to consider all of history or change the framework. Say, you know, LeBron and Michael Jordan are I believe LeBron and Michael Jordan are the two best players, or I believe in his case, in this particular individual's case, LeBron is the best player in the last 25 years. Okay. Then if that's your framework and that's all you know, then stick to that. Stick to that. But not everybody who's playing today is the greatest player of all time. Mike Trout is not the greatest baseball player of all time. I'm sorry. He's not remotely close to the greatest baseball player of all time. His WAR number may be higher than anybody else's if you believe in advanced stats. He's also a strikeout king. Do you know that Mike Trout is quickly approaching the career strikeout numbers of Babe Ruth? Mike Trout fails to make contact a lot. Now, he's having a tremendous year. But I'm going to demonstrate for you when we come back what it means in terms of history. And before this conversation is through, we will take a turn and target another part of history. Because what we're going to discuss are some of the greatest upsets of all time. And I have one in mind. And we're going to play match game again. I have an upset in mind that I think is a real outlier as one of the greatest upsets of all time. That's your hint. I'm not going to give you more than that. I have an upset in mind that I think is one of the greatest upsets in history, but it is an outlier, one that most people will not consider. I'm curious whether someone can come up with it. I'll give you a slight hint later on if no one does. We have lots to get to on this show. It's going to be wall-to-wall information. You want to get in, 654-7627. There's also another element of this conversation I want to get into in relation to a tweet from a writer from the Daily News that I saw the other day who wants to put an asterisk next to Joe DiMaggio's record. I'll explain that later. We'll be right back.
Head to Bojangles to get a large 32-ounce legendary iced tea for just $1.
Rely on EnviroMulch. They supply quality landscape supplies for any outdoor project. They're special. Get double ground hardwood mulch for $1 off per yard. Ordered online with promo code WCCP. No other discounts apply. From your friends at EnviroMulch. Go Tigers!
Here is what a satisfied Aquapool Care customer had to say.
I was going to put the pool in horizontal as the architect suggested. Richard suggested vertical from his experience because he thought it'd give me more landscaping options, and he was spot on.
If you want your pool installed by Aquapool Care, give them a call at 437-8362 or email Richard Bishop at rbishop@aquapoolcarellc.com.
Buying a mattress can be a difficult process, but that can all change with one visit to Engineered Sleep. They are a mattress manufacturer that opened their doors to the public. You get factory direct pricing, a mattress made just for you, and free delivery all over the upstate. Your mattress will be made and delivered within 1 to 5 days. It is always great to buy local, but when you buy from Engineered Sleep, you are truly buying from the best. Their showroom at 627 Congaree Road in Greenville is open Monday through Saturday. Sleep like a champion with your Engineered Sleep.
It's Macy's Black Friday in July. Take an extra 15 to 25% off with your Macy's card or savings pass. Get free shipping at Macy's.com with any purchase, no minimum, today only. Plus, Star Rewards members can earn Star Money. Platinum, Gold, and Silver members get $10 back for every $50 spent. Bronze members get $10 back for every $100 spent. That's $10 back for every 1,000 points earned. Visit Macy's.com/StarMoney for details. Savings off sale prices, exclusions apply. Sale ends July 15th.
I'm a donut nut, I'm a donut nut, I'm a nut for Krispy Kreme.
Hi, I'm Glenn Reese with Krispy Kreme Donut Company in Anderson and Spartanburg. We're open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Drop by for a delicious donut and a cup of coffee. And remember, raise money for your club, church, or group of worthy cause. Sell Krispy Kreme donuts. Call Anderson and Spartanburg Krispy Kreme.
I'm a donut nut, I'm a donut nut, I'm a nut for Krispy Kreme.
You know cars and trucks cost less than Travelers Rest at George Coleman Ford. Did you also know George Coleman Ford is always looking to buy quality pre-owned vehicles from you? Even if you don't buy from them, they can make the process smooth and easy in buying your pre-owned car, truck, or SUV. It's the way George Coleman Ford has been doing business in Travelers Rest for over 86 years and four generations. Whether buying from them or selling to them, trust in George Coleman Ford.
I admit, I was skeptical of taking the Health Dare because there's so many programs to choose from. But the Health Dare is not a pill, hormones, or a 500-calorie diet. You don't even have to go to the gym. The Health Dare is a 90-day cellular health program that's reversing symptoms of type 2 diabetes, high blood pressure, high cholesterol, IBS, and sleep apnea in just the first 30 days. And it's so easy. There's only two things you can't eat. You can even have fast food. I lost 80 pounds of fat in 90 days by taking the Health Dare, and my energy went through the roof. But I'm not the only one. There are thousands of people taking the Health Dare, reversing symptoms of high blood pressure, high cholesterol, type 2 diabetes, IBS, and sleep apnea the easy way. Go to iDareGreenville.com to learn more and book your free cellular health consultation with a Health Dare coach. That's iDareGreenville.com. iDareGreenville.com. I dare you.
Road Rage with Walt Zepsula.
You're all worthless and weak. Now drop and give me 20.
On 105.5 The Roar.
Baby, do you understand me now? That sometimes I seem a little mad. But don't you know that no life can always be an angel? When things go wrong, I seem a little mad. But I'm just a soul whose intentions are good. Oh, Lord, please don't let me be misunderstood.
Walt Zepsula, Road Rage. We are WCCP 105.5 The Roar. We are back. Yeah, later today, I'm going to explain to you, as part of this conversation, this broader conversation, why a writer named Chuck Motti for the New York Daily News wants to put an asterisk next to Joe DiMaggio's record. And he wanted to do it on Satchel Paige's birthday. And the reason, the basic reason for it is, he doesn't think any records that occurred in a segregated game should count. He thinks that all records that occurred when the game was segregated should be have asterisks next to them to denote their lack of importance and openly question whether DiMaggio would have been able to hit Satchel Paige. I'm going to try and find his particular article for you a little bit later on this subject. I'm actually looking for it right now. This guy's much busier on Twitter than I would have imagined. But he couldn't have it more wrong. He could not have it more wrong. And I will explain that as well. You can get in if you want, 654-7627. Do I still have Edge, Ramona? Is he still there? Edge and Paul, I'm coming right to you. You want to get in, 654-7627. Quickly, let me tell you about Crude LED. Is there a business out there that doesn't like to save a little money where they can? At Crude LED, they've partnered up with Duke Power to do just that. It's this simple. All you have to do is take your Duke Power bill to Crude LED. They'll figure out what your business needs. Get this. They'll rebate your purchase up front, whether you need LED tube lights, LED high bay fixture, parking pole light fixture, 6-inch down lights. Here's an example of savings. With the rebate, the LED high bay fixture lights are just $69 after the rebate. The parking lot light fixtures are just $59 after rebate. The prices are incredible. The quality of the lighting is dramatically better than whatever your business is employing now, whatever you're employing now. At Crude, you can go in if you're a private individual. You can go in if you're a business. They'll be glad to help you. But if you're a contractor or an electrician, you're putting in parking lot lights or industrial complex lighting, you definitely need Crude LED on your side. Crude's taken over the entire upstate. Don't fall behind. Partner with Crude LED today. Here's the number, 864-401-8506. 864-401-8506. It's Crude LED online at Crude LED, KRUTLED.com. 109 Interstate Boulevard in Anderson, right before J. Peters at exit 19B. Go check them out. All right, let's get to the Northland Communication phone lines and get to Edge and Paul. And then we'll get into the details of this discussion that we're going to have for the early part of the afternoon. Edge, how are you?
I'm a new one. How you doing, bro?
Good.
Interesting conversation talking about Babe Ruth and segregation. I kind of find something that may have some emphasis to that. I mean, you know, and I look at it into golf as well. Like, why do we have segregated leagues, bro? Why do we have segregated leagues? Like, I don't know. I find the problem with crowning someone as being the best ever when there was a whole generation or ethnicity of players who were not even in it.
Yeah. Well, here's the problem. Here's the problem. You can't go back and change the history.
Give it to me.
You can't go back and change history. All right? The history is
it is. Why are we comparing Bron and Jordan?
Huh?
And they're but
well, wait, both, wait, wait, wait. Let's just stick with one thing. Let's stick with one thing at a time.
Hold on.
One thing at a time. Right. Babe Ruth. Babe Ruth hit three
was
times.
And
hit,
he was doing this.
Hit three times as many home runs as the other teams in the league one year.
Which is good.
It's better than good.
I'm not hating on him.
And what it means is, it didn't matter whether the other players were white, black, green, blue. It didn't matter. Babe Ruth is the greatest baseball player who ever lived, with the possible exception. With the possible exception of Josh Gibson. Now here's the thing.
Okay.
The reason he has it wrong, the reason this Chuck Motti has it completely wrong, and it's also the reason that you're going down the wrong path, is you can't penalize Babe Ruth or Joe DiMaggio for the situation they found themselves in at the time. Right. It's just the way the world was. All right. So rather than
Jack Nicklaus being the best golf player in the world.
Well, he just was.
Just like Jack Nicklaus being the golf player in the world.
Well, here's what you do, all right? Rather than go back and put asterisks next to historical marks and say, well, these marks were put together in a segregated game. Mm-hmm. What you have to do is you have to go back and you have to honor the other part of the game. You have to go back in the You have to go back in the Negro League history, and you have to honor those players with the same degree of acceptance, and pull those numbers out and look at who they were and what they did. And for example, when I talk about my all-time Major League Baseball team, my catcher isn't Johnny Bench. Mm. My catcher isn't Yogi Berra. My catcher is Josh Gibson. And I've said this a million times because Josh Gibson may have hit 800 home runs. So you don't go back.
I didn't know he played catcher. I thought he was a pitcher.
No. So you don't go back. See? That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, don't know. Don't know.
There's the problem. So instead of this guy going back and trying to penalize other great players because of the condition of the game at the time, what he ought to be doing is writing articles about the Negro Leagues and about how great a player Josh Gibson is and why he deserves a seat at the table with a Babe Ruth or a Joe DiMaggio. Mm-hmm.
Great. That is a great point. That's a great point. But just like you said, though, you're talking about different generations, and you can go into any different sports, and we're talking about Jordan and Braun or Josh Gibson and Oral Hershiser or Fernando Valenzuela. Yet we'll never see them play against each other. We will never see them play against each other. So you know what? I think just appreciate what they did, and let's roll with that.
Well, look, these conversations are always going to take place. My point is this: you can't just live in a bubble and talk about the now. If you're going to talk about the greatest of all time, then you better understand all time. If you don't understand all time, then keep it in the framework that you're familiar with.
Amen, because I talk about that, and we talk about the greatest basketball player of all time, and the popular argument is Jordan and LeBron, but my dad will tell me about Bill Russell.
Right.
He got 11 rings.
That's right, and two at San Francisco before that.
Yeah, so you're going to talk about rings, then what you talking about?
Yep. Thank you, Edge.
That man got a toe ring.
Yep, exactly right. Thank you, Edge. Good job. Where do you think Edge was from, Ron?
I'm not sure.
Let's talk to Paul and Henry. Paul, we'll find out whether Paul's at the same place. Paul, how are you?
All right. Hey, I was listening to Edge earlier on the other show. There's nothing wrong with Edge or nothing, or he sounds different.
Well, you know, it's, you know.
It's not happy hour. Already.
Well, you know, I'm not saying it is or it isn't.
Okay. Anyway, Walt, you know, I read an article about Josh Gibson, read a little bit. They said he might have hit 900 home runs. And nobody really knew how old Satchel Paige was when he was pitching.
Right.
You know, some people said he was only up close to, he might have been 60 years old.
Right. Look, you can make a case that Josh Gibson is one of the two or three greatest players ever lived. You can make a case that Satchel Paige is amongst the greatest pitchers that ever lived. And I'm fine with
that.
Right. I'm fine with that. Do that. Because I'm by that. I fully believe that Josh Gibson was a home run hitter of similar worth to Babe Ruth. I fully believe that Satchel Paige was a pitcher on a par with Bob Gibson or Sandy Koufax. I fully believe that. So go back and promote that notion. Sell that notion. Tell people their story. Tell people what they did. That helps this issue much more than saying, well, you know what? Joe DiMaggio's hit streak really shouldn't count. We're going to put an asterisk against it because it wasn't accomplished in an integrated game. That's nonsense. Yeah. You can't change the history of the world.
Right, and Coop Papa Bell, he could cut the light up and be in the bed before it went out. But anyway, where did these football players at Penn State, where did they put Cappelletti, the Heisman Trophy winner? Where
yeah,
they
he was, he was high on 10? The he was high on the list. He was three or four.
Okay. You know, I think what happens, some of these writers and these people that's on radio shows, it's got a lot to do with age, because I was listening to Quark and Kelly the other day, and I tried to get in, and they were talking about the greatest players on teams, you know, that stayed with the same team or whatever. And they fed Big Poppy for Boston, and they had Roger Clem. They never mentioned Ted Williams or Carl Yastrzemski, never even breathed their name. I think it has a lot to do with age. And like I say, I guess they just don't go back and research like you do.
Well,
you know, most of the guys I hear that do this are not our age or even your age. It's a lot of younger people, and they just don't go back and search.
Yeah, no, I see. This is just me, all right? I don't buy that, all right? I knew what I know now when I was 20, all right? I don't buy that.
Right,
I think that to me, you just, if you're going to know sports, you know sports. I mean, it's part of the element of the game. Now, I do think everyone comes from a particular time frame, and I think that I think that it's easy to forget what happened yesterday, even for people who know it. I think it's easy to sit there and say, look, I think even people today do it. I mean, I see Dick Vitale doing it. Dick Vitale is writing constantly that LeBron James, he's writing tweets like, sorry, Mike, you're not the best anymore. It's LeBron James. Well, I mean, Dick Vitale should know better. But I think what happens is, I don't care who you are, the further you move away from something, the further out of the center of your memory it becomes. It's just the way it is.
You just think about Mickey Mantle and Babe Ruth, for example, how great they would have been if they hadn't had the lifestyle they lived. I mean, just think the stuff that they did and still was as great as they were, and they didn't take care of themselves. You know, he might be gnawing on four hot dogs and dug out and drinking a beer, Babe Ruth, and been out, you know, partying all night long. Just think how good they probably would have been. And just think if Wilt would have stayed away from those 20,000 women, he might have averaged 80
points
a game.
Yeah, yeah.
But, you know, I don't know. Yeah. But, you know me, I'm going to argue that I know Bill's got all the championships. I know Wilt always dominated, you know, Bill Russell head-to-head. But I know what Bill said. He said, we'll let Wilt get his 50 points and we'll just stop everybody else. And a lot of people just forget about Wilt. That's what makes me mad. Nobody understands what great athlete this guy was. I know he didn't have a lot of championships and all that, but you got to put him in. And a lot of these people nowadays don't even put him in top five of the greatest, you know, NBA player of all time.
Well, I think Wilt Chamberlain was the most physically dominant individual player that ever played the game of basketball. I think that's inarguable. Man averaged over 50 points a game for a whole season. There's nothing left to talk about. Even today, he holds half of the 50-point-plus games in the history of the game. Half of them are his. There's nothing to talk about as far as that's concerned. But even Chamberlain acknowledged that Russell was better.
Yeah, I would say because of the championships, you got to put him better. You know, he's better. But, well, it's not you, Walt. It's just I listen to a lot of national stuff, and, you know, nobody ever mentions Will. You know, it just amazes me. But anyway,
You know, thank you, Paul. Yeah. That's why. It's when we move past something. You know, I always say, Ramona, if you don't like something, if there's some story, just wait 2 weeks and it'll go away. You know, something else will come up. That's who we are now. It's that we've changed. As a people, we've changed. We don't cling to the past. We don't remember the past. We don't know what happened. We forget what happened 2 weeks ago, let alone what happened, you know, decades ago. And it is true that everybody comes from a time frame. I actually heard some of Kwok and Kelly's conversation the other day. I thought it was very good. I thought that they did a nice job. You know, that's not what I'm talking about. What I'm talking about is I heard a national commentator talking about how Mike Trout, he was basically suggesting in every sport now, we're witnessing the greatest player ever lived right down the line. And that's silly. I mean, that's absurd. You know, in some sports, we might be. But in others, we're clearly not. And Mike Trout is not the greatest baseball player of all time, nor is he having a season that's comparable with the greatest seasons of all time. That's silliness. And I love Mike Trout. And when all is said and done, he may be sitting at that table. But he's not had a season yet approaching anything that Babe Ruth did. But as part of this other conversation with this Chuck Motti guy from the New York Daily News, I think it's reprehensible to go back and say, you know what? We're going to put asterisks next to all of these historical records because they weren't accomplished in an integrated league, that they were accomplished under segregation. Well, that's not a solution. It doesn't change the status of the great black players who played in the Negro Leagues. It doesn't do anything to add to their legend or their stories. It simply goes back and says, I mean, this guy actually wrote that on Satchel Paige's birthday, we should put an asterisk next to DiMaggio's record because he didn't have to face Satchel Paige. That's stupid. I'm sorry. That's a patent absurdity. Again, you want to suggest that Satchel Paige is the greatest pitcher of all time? I'll listen to that argument. And you may have a case. Then sell him. Then write about him. Write articles about him saying this is the greatest pitcher who ever lived, or at least that he may be. Tell the story of the great Josh Gibson. Honor and respect and pay homage to the great black players who played in the Negro Leagues at the same time. Don't shun or diminish the accomplishment of the great white players who played because they played under the existing rules. They weren't responsible for it. They lived in it. Walt Tiptula Road Rage, quick break. We'll be right back.
The Kelly Gramlich Show is all new this Saturday at 10 a.m. right here on WCCP 105.5 The Roar. Tim Beray, Clemson's legendary sports information director, also known as Clemson Google, will join the show for an exclusive interview sponsored by Chick-fil-A of Clemson and Chick-fil-A of Seneca. Also check out the KG Show podcast on WCCPFM.com and iTunes by searching WCCP. The Kelly Gramlich Show this Saturday at 10 a.m. presented by Engineered Sleep.
It's bow time at Bojangles. Get two Cajun filet chicken sandwiches for just $5.
Have you heard about the changes over at T. Ed Garrison Arena? They are now offering event space rentals for banquets, parties, fundraisers, weddings, and more in their air-conditioned 10,000-square-foot newly renovated cattle sales complex. Also ask about their full-service RV sites for football tailgating. Convenient 9-minute drive to the stadium. Call 864-646-2717 today to pre-book. Space is limited and will sell out quickly. Go Tigers! This ad was funded by the City of Clemson Accommodations Tax.
Ready SC, in cooperation with Cobelco Construction Machinery, is currently seeking individuals for warehouse associates, assemblers, welders, and industrial painters. Cobelco, a worldwide producer of crawler excavators, will be hosting a recruitment event on Friday, July 13th and Saturday, July 14th at their facility in Moore. For additional information and to apply online prior to the event on July 13th and 14th, go to readysc.org/Cobelco or contact your local SC Works office. Cobelco is an equal opportunity employer.
Your love of your RV drove you to the Grand Canyon. And your love of the Grand Canyon drove you to the gift shop, where you overdid it just a little. Guess who's getting an I Heart the Grand Canyon t-shirt for their birthday? Everyone, for their next 6 birthdays. Luckily, your love of your RV also drove you to protect it with Progressive RV Insurance while wearing your new favorite shirt. Visit Progressive.com to cover the things you love. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Anyone need a shirt?
Howdy, folks. Colonel Sanders here to announce that KFC's new Crispy Colonel Sandwich is now available in a $5 fill-up. Why? Because who wants to spend $7 on a meal at a burger place when you could spend $5 on a new KFC Crispy Colonel Sandwich, wages, a cookie, and a drink at KFC? I mean, we specialize in chicken. You need another reason? I didn't think so. Try the new Crispy Colonel Sandwich and a $5 fill-up at KFC today. KFC, it's finger-licking good. Limited time offer at participating KFCs. Tax extra.
It's your wiener. Do what you want with it. We're talking hot dogs, burgers, and more. With over 100 free toppings to choose from at Clemson's newest and most unique restaurant. Not to mention one of the largest draft selections in town. Outdoor patio and weekday happy hour from 4 to 8 p.m. $6 liquor pitchers, full liquor bar, and 17 big screen TVs. Visit it's the letter U, the letter R, wiener.com for a full menu and more info. It's your wiener. Do what you want with it. 101 Keith Street, downtown Clemson. Open daily at 11 a.m. Go Tigers!
With summer here, shouldn't you look as hot as a burger on the grill? If you want to look and feel as hot as noon on a summer day in the South, call Urban Nirvana. With the best stylists around, you'll get the kind of pampering you deserve, and the day spa will have you feeling as cool as a cucumber. And being able to buy a gift certificate online is better than a splash in the pool. Log on to urbannirvana.com, buy your gift certificate, and print it right from your own computer. Urban Nirvana, Magby Station in downtown Greenville.
Washington has come to its senses by reducing our tax burden. Now we can take advantage to reinvest in ourselves and our businesses to continue our economic growth. I'm George Jeffries with Metal Building Supply Company. It's a great time to start that business dream of yours or perhaps expand or refurbish your existing facilities. Come see us or call us at 864-295-0506. Talk with me or Kevin Brown about how we can help you. And God bless America.
Road Rage with Walt Zepsula on 105.5 The Roar.
Walt of Tula Road Rage, we're WCCP, 105.5 The Roar. By the way, you know, and just in a little further response to Paul, I had heard some of Kelly and Kwok's conversation when I was on my way in here and that day, and I actually spoke to them off air about it too, and that was just sort of a broad-based, fun, like Friday show in which they were talking about goats of music and other things like that, and a lot of their goats were guys from the past. And I think Kwok, even on his basketball list, had Bill Russell. So, I think maybe, Paul, you pulled the Red Sox thing a little bit out of context. But again, everyone does come from a particular time frame. But what I'm talking about an individual or anybody who believes that basically every player who's playing today in every sport is the greatest who ever played, almost across the board, or believes a case can be made for that. A case can be made for Mike Trout being the greatest baseball player of all time. I'm sorry. To me, that's laughable. I don't think any case can be made for Mike Trout. In fact, to be honest, I don't think a case can be made for Mike Trout being amongst the 50 greatest players of all time, maybe the 100 greatest players of all time. He's not even in the conversation. Now, maybe someday he will be, but, you know, for example, and we have two parallel conversations going on here. There's this conversation about comparing players of different eras, and most specifically, I want to engage in a Mike Trout and Babe Ruth comparison, because that comparison was made. And then there's this... this notion from Chuck Mody of the New York Daily News, and if you visit his Twitter page, be prepared to be astonished. His article, this is actually in the New York Daily News, his article is entitled "The Streak That Jim Crow Built, Joe DiMaggio's Performance-Enhancing Whiteness."
What?
You cannot
That's the name of the article?
You cannot write a more inflammatory, absurd headline than this. It's impossible. He cites the fact that Joe DiMaggio singled out Satchel Paige as being the greatest pitcher he saw. Again, that doesn't build a case against Joe DiMaggio, Sherlock. It builds a case for Satchel Paige. And I'm sorry that you're too blind to see the distinction between those two things. I mean, I'm sorry. This is as inflammatory and absurd as a title can be. The streak that Jim Crow built, Joe DiMaggio's performance-enhancing whiteness. Listen, let me explain something to you. Okay, this guy's full name is Chuck Modiano. Chuck Modiano. SC Pats fan says the only GOAT we're watching this day is Tom Brady. I tend to agree with that. The streak that Jim Crow built, Joe DiMaggio's performance-enhancing whiteness. Astonishing. Astonishing that anyone would be allowed to keep their job writing headlines like that. Let me just explain something. The absurd inherent suggestion. You know what? I started to actually go through this article. I can't do it. You have to look it up yourself. I can't even really get past the headline. He quotes DiMaggio as saying Satchel Paige was the best. Not Feller, not Dean, not Grove, not Hubble, but Satchel Paige. It says, Joe's unflinching response in 39 to the inquiry of the best pitcher he ever faced stunned a group of stadium reporters. Why? Why would it stun anybody? Let me explain something. Satchel Paige's greatness is no more diminished by the fact that he didn't face the great white players of the time than is Joe DiMaggio's diminished by the fact he didn't face the great black players of the time. To suggest either of those is an absurdity. It's an absurdity. The great white players of the time would have been great regardless of the color of the players they were playing against. If you're looking to make an argument against white players of the time, look for the mediocre players and make an argument against them. Just as the great black players, Josh Gibson, Satchel Paige, any others, they would have been great playing in Major League Baseball against the white players. Josh Gibson would routinely be regarded as the greatest catcher of all time had he played against the white players. There's no doubt in my mind. So make that argument. Make the argument that for Satchel Paige's greatness. Make the argument. Say, look, one of the greatest hitters of all time, a man in Joe DiMaggio who struck out 400 times in his career. By the way, Mike Trout's already at 900. That's right. Mike Trout has struck out a time per game in his career. Merging the two conversations. But again, don't make an argument discrediting or disparaging or putting asterisks next to the greatest white players who ever played. Penalize them because of the condition of their circumstance and their times. Make the argument for Satchel Paige. Write an article that says, man, the great Joe DiMaggio said that Satchel Paige is the greatest pitcher who ever lived. Okay. I might buy that. Mike from WNC says, good point. That's exactly right. Great is great on the Health Dare text line. Exactly. Great is great. Just as there are great white and black players and players of other races, Latin American players today, there were great white and black players back in their times. And their greatness would not have been diminished by the fact that had they faced opposition players of an opposing race, of a different race. If you think that Joe DiMaggio would not have been great had he faced black players, you're clueless. You're just an absolute buffoon with a political agenda. Similarly, if you think that Josh Gibson and his accomplishments don't matter because they weren't accomplished in the quote-unquote major leagues, then you're clueless too. Josh Gibson hit tape measure home runs in Yankee Stadium that were witnessed by a ton of major league players. He may have hit, records indicating, may have hit over 800 home runs in his career. Texas says, well, I agree with you, but don't give that guy any more clicks on that article. He doesn't deserve them. That's from Travis. I mean, this is a pathetic attempt to promote an agenda.
Yeah, it's just like, let me see if I can cause some trouble or something or make people angry or...
Right. Again,
I don't know, you know?
This is... this is
something there that isn't there.
Right, this is a guy who's writing under the topic of the New York Yankees for the New York Daily News. And Ray from Anderson says, articles like this is why this country is so divided. Texas says, I'm 33. The greatest hitter I've ever seen was Tony Gwynn. I'll take Tony over Trout any day. I mean, it's unbelievable that someone could write an article with the headline that says, the streak that Jim Crow built, Joe DiMaggio's performance-enhancing whiteness. Again, you know, this is pretty simple. The opposite would also be true then. So then Satchel Paige was not great. Here's the problem, Chuck Modiano, and you're too short-sighted or too lost in your hatred to see this. If you're going to make that case, then you're also going to have to say that Satchel Paige wasn't that great because he didn't face great white players. Do you see how stupid that sounds? See, Modiano, the opposite is also true in your case. If then Satchel Paige is not great because he did not face the great white players of his time, because he did not face Joe DiMaggio. No, here's the thing. Your absurd assumption is completely false. It's outlandish, and the opposite would also be outlandish. The truth is, all of those players were great. All of them were great. DiMaggio was great. Paige was great. Gibson was great. They were all great. They were all great. And your narrow-minded approach to the history of the game serves no one. The only way to make that situation better is to bring light on the accomplishments of the black players who played in the Negro Leagues. It's to recognize how many great players played in those Negro Leagues. And to talk about their accomplishments and to talk about the things that the great white players of the time had to say about the great black players of the time. It's to find some way to bridge the gap. Quick break, Walt Tiptula Road Rage.
Another hour of great sports talk from the Priority One Security Studios. We are WCCP, Clemson, Greenville. 105.5, The Roar.
With summertime comes summertime weddings. Grooms don't let the day get away from you without a touch-up for the big day. Right now, Roosters is offering a groomsmen party package for grooms with a party of three or more. Grooms get a free haircut and close shave, and the father of the groom gets half off. What a deal. What is a better time to look and feel your best than your big day? Give your future bride a great view walking down the aisle. Call Roosters for your appointment today at 884-8920.
You know cars and trucks cost less than Travelers Rest at George Coleman Ford. Did you also know George Coleman Ford is always looking to buy quality pre-owned vehicles from you? Even if you don't buy from them, they can make the process smooth and easy in buying your pre-owned car, truck, or SUV. It's the way George Coleman Ford has been doing business in Travelers Rest for over 86 years and four generations. Whether buying from them or selling to them, trust in George Coleman Ford.
Looking for delicious and innovative food in downtown Clemson? The Blue Heron Restaurant and Sushi Bar is the answer. Fresh house-cut steaks and seafood.